thought it was a great opportunity to find out about people that take budgies a lot more seriously than just having a budgie at home. Now, this is interesting because you are a member of a club. Which club are you a member of?
Well, I'm a member of United Budgie Guard Society, which is based in Ivanhoe.
Mm-hmm. Nearby and, here, near Heidelberg.
Yeah, just not far, in the Scout Hall down off Irving Road near the Boulevard.
Oh, yeah. So, yep.
Yeah, that's where we have our meetings.
And how long have you been there?
We've been there about 15 years now, or 10 or 15 years at that hall. Before that, we were at the hall behind the Baptist Church in Ivanhoe.
And how long have you been breeding budgies?
Well, there's a long story. I started off when I was about 12 or 13 years old. Back in those days, I must admit that was in the early 60s, nearly every kid in the street, you know, all the kids that had pet budgies or canaries or pigeons or something. But there was a number of school friends of mine that got them and got me interested. And then when I went and purchased some birds, I met a really nice gentleman at the time that became my mentor, and he talked me into joining a club and getting involved, and he let me help him look after his birds and stuff like that. It was a great start into the hobby. So I did that until I was in my late teens, and then other things took over in my life, and then got married and kids.
Well, that's right. Girls and music and all sorts of things happen.
All that stuff.
Almost identical. I'm a member of Eastern District Society, and they meet in Forest Hill. But let me just remind the listeners that there are budgie clubs all over Australia, aren't they? All over the world.
Yes, yeah, there is. There's 21 clubs in Victoria, mm-hmm. and they're all come together under the Budgerigar Council of Victoria. So there's a state body. And then from that, each state has a state body, and then there's a national body. So as far as the showing is concerned, that's a big event on the national calendar every year. So there's state championships where all the clubs in the states compete against each other to put together a team to then compete against each other in the state.
Yeah, so this is where it gets very serious, doesn't it? And I guess the listeners, I started exactly the same as you. I was 13 and took a girlfriend, funnily enough, to the budgie club. And it's always very hard. We talk about budgie widows because, of course, like every hobby, the guy goes out to the man shed and out to the bird room, as we call it.
That's right.
And never to be seen again. So, good news is, Vic, I am still friends with that. Sandy, her name was, and she was my girlfriend when I was 13. And the fact that I took her to a budgie club meeting and we're still friends, you know, 50 years later is just amazing. So that's how I started. But you get the bug, don't you?
Yeah, you do. But just going back to the what they call the budgie widows, it's the clubs are very social as well. It's not just the breeding and showing of the birds, which can be competitive, but different people get a lot of different aspects out of the hobby. There's a lot of friendships made, quite a social group and social atmosphere. And the partners and wives, and mind you, there is a lot of women budgie breeders as well, so they're partners and wives. They go to the social events, the Christmas functions, the fundraisers, especially at the national championships. I know my partner, she looks forward to them every year because they're in a different state each year.
So
it becomes a holiday. So,
it is a good excuse, isn't it, to wander around and catch up with people. And that's just it. And this is really what today's about, is introducing people to the thought of actually joining a club. Because one of the great things is when you get budgies and you get a pair of budgies or a couple of pairs, they're very easy to breed, aren't they? They're not a difficult bird, just to actually get that animal husbandry. And this is what the clubs help beginners with. So how does the beginner's sort of situation work? Because I know you're a beginner mentor.
Yeah, well, as like all clubs, you need people coming in, and people come in, they stay for different periods of time. Some, you know, I've been breeding and showing, as I said, since in the 60s. And I actually started up again when my kids were teenagers. I bought some birds and got started as a beginner. And then I decided, and this is what I think most people should do, join a club first.
Go
along to a club. The clubs have regular meetings. The information about those meetings are on their club websites and their Facebook pages. Your club at Eastern District has got both of those, and my club at United, Budgerygar Society's got Facebook and a website. And if you go along and talk to the breeders, and you'll get the advice that you need as to what type of birds to what variety, how to breed them, rather than just take a chance on buying something from a backyard. Because when we breed our birds, we really look after them. Because we're breeding championship birds, they get looked after just as well as I do. The food and the husbandry is just as important. If you go and buy a bird from a backyard breeder that hasn't dosed his birds for, disease, where we do all of that and make sure that they're lice free and mite free and stuff like that.
Well, it is. They get air conditioned comfort in many places. And yes, as you said, we've basically all got it's a bit like those who look after plants. You know that different times of the year you've got to actually do different things. Well, it's very similar when you've got a lot of budgies. If you've just got a couple of budgies in a cage at home, you probably, can get away with it to some extent, but it's always good to find out, what do I do when I start to get a few more and breed them? You mentioned varieties, and that's by that we mean colours, don't we? Yes, how many different colours or varieties are there?
Well, on the show bench, there's 27 or 28, I think. Those varieties and colours are combinations varieties in as much as you've got greens, blues, yellows, whites, but then you've got other birds that are what we call cinnamon wings and clear wings. So then you can get combinations of those colours. In actual fact, there's a variety called rainbow, and it looks like it's a yellow-faced blue with opaline clear wing wings, and that's really, really pretty. But it's like when you're playing with the genetics of the birds, the breeding, it's a bit like an artist's palette. You can nearly just about get any colour you want, except no one's bred a pink one or a black one yet.
No, this is right. Don Berg's very big on that, isn't he, about genetics? Yes, and I think he was always wanting to be the first one to breed a black budgie, and he would have loved that at the time, I think. So that's pretty exciting. So just to go back to the Facebook page, because that's somewhere they can go. That's just United, is it? What's that one called for you?
Your club's got one. Yes. It's Eastern District site, Budgerygar Club. Ours is United Budgerygar Club, but we also run a second page, which is called Budgies Advice Victoria. That one caters more for the people that have got a few birds at home or an aviary full of birds that they're not in a club and they just want some advice on if something, goes wrong or if they need help, what sort of diet they should put their birds on. And any people who got pet birds, if they want to know something, that's a really good site for there. And that's where I would suggest someone just starting out, have a look at any of those sites. But if you go onto our actual club official websites, it goes into much more detail of the genetics and diet and what's good for the birds.
And what also I love about the Eastern District's website and yours particularly has got lots of videos of aviary visits and the setups with the breeding and that type of thing. But the Facebook one, if the listeners are out there wanting to find out that budgie information or even that, you can ask the silliest questions you like if you want, can't you?
Well, there's no such thing as a silly question.
Exactly, that's right. So, how long does it take for the eggs to hatch? And people just don't know that. So it is 18 days to my knowledge. What if people actually came to come to a club meeting, they don't have to be a member or anything, go about doing that?
That's correct. Just look on the website and the Facebook site, and we'll have the dates of the next club meetings and shows. And your club and our club both also run one or two times a year a sale for birds, which is that'll be promoted shortly when the next ones are on. If the people want to come along and buy a bird, you're going to get a good quality bird from a qualified breeder at a very reasonable price. So,
right. And I think that's the key, is that the meetings are on once a month everyone is welcome to attend. Now, a lot of people say, I've noticed these rings on budgies' legs. What's that all about?
Well, because we're breeding and we're showing and competing against each other, each breed, and it's no different than people that breed championship horses or dogs or anything, you're a registered breeder you have we have a what's called a ring code. So it's usually your initials and a number, and then individual numbered rings on your bird. So every budgie can be identified as to who bred it, what year it was born, and a unique number. So we can keep track of genetic of our pedigrees of our birds. And also when we sell birds, people can work out, find out the pedigree of the bird from you if they wish.
Yeah, and as time goes by, obviously the top breeders get known for their genetics and pedigrees, and that's why they cost a little bit more. So you will occasionally see budgies go for higher prices. But, you know, when you're a beginner and starting off in a club, it can be still very reasonable to get a budgie for, $20 to $50. Isn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be expensive to get started as far as buying the birds. So, you know, some people, like any hobby, they come in and they think that they've got to buy their way to the top, and they go and spend lots of money buying expensive birds, no different to any other hobby. But you don't need to do that. Just take your time and build up your bloodline slowly. And that's the fun part of it.
Well, that's right. Yeah. What's your favourite colour, just to get some idea?
Well, I breed, my most successful variety is what they call a dilute. Mm-hmm. Now, dilute is basically a 50% body colour. So if you imagine a green budgie or a blue budgie, they're a pastel. They look like a pastel blue or a pastel green. They're a beautiful bird. And some of mine pastel blue dilutes have got a yellow face, and they're really lovely.
Oh, look, Vic, I did buy a couple from you, yellow face. When I first saw the yellow face dilute, it is just such a beautiful bird. It is so people out there, that's what you're looking at, a pastel blue with a yellow face, just the most beautiful thing you've ever seen. Okie doke, now believe it or not, we've pretty well, you know, used up our time. You and I can talk about budgies. Now, this is other warning, that should you go to a budgie bird, breeder's place. Yeah. Don't expect to be there. How long do you reckon?
Allow plenty of time.
Because I remember, I'd go there, and I'm sure my wife at different times thought I was going somewhere else, must have I had someone on the side and say, what do you mean you were in a shed talking about budgies for 3 hours? Yeah. What are you talking about? Yeah. Well, I had to have a look at this. And
I had a friend of mine bring a couple of her grandchildren over the other day. They were teenagers, 11 and 12-year-old kids, and they walked into the aviary, and I said, "Now just stand still in there," and the birds all came down and landed on their arm and their head, and they were so excited. And then I showed them in the breeding box the birds, the babies that had just hatched out of the egg, and then the other ones that were growing and got their feathers, because they're fully grown and feathered in a month.
Yeah, exactly. That's so right. So 5 weeks they're out of the box. But the same. The neighbours come in, the kids come in, and they just love those hatched eggs, and and you can show them, they're sort of a few days old.
Those kids took one home. I gave them a bird to take home as a pet, and they were just so excited.
That's what starts it all, unfortunately. Then you think you might get no one, I'll get a breeding box, and off you go. So, look, Vic, thanks for joining us here. We've loved it. So, again, go to those Facebook pages if you're interested in finding out a little bit more about Exhibition Budgerigars. Yep. And United is the United Budgerigar Society and Eastern District Budgerigar Society. And thanks again, Vic. Anything else think of that we didn't cover? I think we covered it all.
Mainly just diet. A lot of people ask me, what should I feed my pet bird? And a lot of people do buy a pet budgie. Think about yourself. You need good, clean water and a varied diet. So not just seed. Mm-hmm. A lot of people just give them seed. They'll eat most vegetables, celery, silver beet, corn, carrot. I give them Dutch carrots with the top of the carrot and a bit of carrot.
Yep.
And, it mixes up their diet with all of that stuff. And think about it. You want to help their diet, so does your bird.
That's right. And as you said earlier when we started, they really do get looked after better than us. I spend 10 times more time outside cleaning the birds than I do cleaning the inside of the house. I actually get my ex-wife to come in and clean the house so I can actually spend all my time cleaning the birds. And it's funny, you don't mind doing that. I hate cleaning the house, but I don't, hands and knees, especially these wet days, you might get a little bit of, water into the aviary or whatever, and you do have to get down on your hands and knees and clean it up. But you don't seem to mind doing it. But thanks for joining us, Vic. I've absolutely loved it.
Thank you. Anytime.
No worries. Well, we're going to go straight into a song here. And